After many years of service, City Manager Reese Goad is retiring later this year. This announcement has caused a lot of debate within the City Commission and community on whether the City Manager position should be hired by the current City Commission or by a potentially new commission elected this November. A nationwide search for candidates has been started by a third-party firm. On Speaking Of, Gina Jordan and Tristan Wood discuss the political disagreements at City Hall and the national search happening now for Goad's replacement prior to the November elections.
Tallahassee City Manager Reese Goad is retiring. He's worked for the city for over 25 years. He says his last day is September 30th, or whenever the commission hires someone, whichever comes first. Here's part of the meeting where Goad talks about his departure and next steps.
Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, I'll start this one. All of you have received my letter indicating my intention to retire this fiscal year or until you select the next city manager. I want to do my part to ensure a smooth transition. Mr. Mayor, you asked that we bring an item forward for this meeting for your discussion. Our human resources staff, our human resources director, Sandra Timpson, is going to present the item, but they got to work to put together a proposal for your consideration to begin a process, a nationwide recruitment process, and hire a recruiter to do so. So with that, let me turn it over to Sandra for the item.
Thank you, City Manager. Commissioners, Mayor, as you know, we are preparing for a recruitment search for the City Manager. And we have reached out to the executive firms that we have on contract, thanks to the RFP that we did and you approved last year. And based on that, we pulled two out of that. And out of the two, we recommend S. Renee Norlock for her firm based on her costs, as well as her proposal. It met the guidelines that we needed. And at this time, we are seeking that we move to a process in which that she has initiated. This is something that she does. Globally, nationally, and based on that, we look for your direction as to the next steps.
All right. Mr. Manager, do you want to add a little bit to, or just add a little bit to the team of what this process would look like?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So what we would do with the executive firm, they will reach out to the commissioners as well as the mayor and work to build a candidate profile. And once we get that candidate profile, what we would do is do a nationwide search. And based on that nationwide search, there will be interviews done by the executive firm. And that firm would also work with you guys and make creating a short list. And then the interviews will be held by you. And then after that, the selection process will be done. And we estimate that about 16 weeks.
So the City Commission is beginning the process of trying to replace him. But conversations on this issue have been charged among commissioners. Lots of controversy here. Tristan Wood joins me now to break down what's happening at City Hall. Hello, Tristan.
Hey, Gina. It's good to be chatting with you about this.
Yeah, thank you for following this. You've been looking at this quite a bit, but a lot of folks haven't, so you're going to help them understand the situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm ready to break it down.
Okay, good. All right, well, give us an outline, if you would. Just nutshell us about the duties of the city manager.
So, kind of a city manager's exact role is different from city to city, right? But generally speaking, a city manager manages the day-to-day operations of a city. They manage the staff, execute the city's budget, lead emerging situations when there's a crisis, right? They're responsible to the city commission, which is usually consisting of several board members. And in Tallahassee, there are four city commissioners, one mayor that serve on the city commission. The city manager carries out the policy directions that the city commission votes on. So think of a city manager kind of like the CEO of a city, while the commissioners are the board of directors, want to use like a corporate analogy there.
Yeah.
City managers are usually career public administration professionals that bring the expertise and stability to a municipality, while the commission is subject to elections and gives the general direction based on the will of the voters, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Good. Okay. So Reese Goad has been in this job for something like 8 years. How did he get this position?
So he was appointed interim city manager in November of 2017 and was appointed permanently to the job in September of 2018. Before he received that promotion, he was assistant city manager, where he oversaw departments like the airport, solid waste, and electric and underground utilities. So he's been a longtime city employee, and he kind of rose through the ranks in that way.
Yeah. So as far as rising to this position, what should we know about how Goad was appointed? Like, who was in city leadership at that time?
So when he became that interim city manager in 2017, that situation kind of unfolded because city manager at the time, Rick Fernandez, resigned amid an ethics investigation. I wasn't in town at the time. But why was he? You know, what was that ethics investigation about again? Do you remember?
It had something to do with FSU football tickets.
Gotcha.
That stands out. Yeah.
And so he resigned amid that, you know, investigation, and they did a nationwide search, but ultimately decided on promoting Goad internally. The commissioners at the time who voted for Goad were current Commissioner Curtis Richardson, along with former Mayor Andrew Gillum, and former commissioners Scott Maddox and Nancy Miller.
Okay, yeah. So out of that group, Curtis Richardson is still on the commission.
Yes, he is the only one.
Yeah. So Reese Goad is retiring. That will happen in the next 4 months or so. Tell us why the timing of this is significant.
So it's very important to note that this is an election year, and it's a very consequential one at that. Tallahassee Mayor John Daly is not running for re-election, and Tallahassee City Commissioner Jeremy Matlow is running for Daly's seat. That leaves two seats without an incumbent. Those open seats have led to 15 candidates filing to run for three commission seats that will be on the ballot in August. So for the first time in a while, there will definitely be change into the makeup of this city commission.
Yes. So the commission could look very different come November. And that's important to note, given the search to replace Goad.
Absolutely. So that kind of the decision on what to do around replacing Goad, whether it should be done right away or whether it should be delayed till after these elections, is kind of at the core of the controversy or topical discussion among commissioners and among people around Tallahassee related to this issue. So several of the candidates and commissioners have long criticized Goad. Specifically, commissioners Jack Porter and Jeremy Matlow have given him failing grades on pretty much every recent annual review he's had, while Daly and commissioners Diane Williams Cox and Curtis Richardson have given him high marks. So that packed 15-candidate field and several of those candidates pledging to vote Goad out creates an uncertainty about what exactly will happen with city leadership this year. That's created, like I said, buzz on social media and from other political commentators filing op-eds in different publications around locally about what's actually driving Goad's retirement announcement. But, you know, another angle to this is it's also worth noting, you know, he's had 26 years at the city, 31 years in public service as a whole. He's vested for retirement, and retiring around that number of years in public service is very common. So that there is speculation around the timing, but the number of years of experience isn't unusual for a public official with his amount of experience to retire at this time.
Gotcha. Okay. So the city commission voted to start a search for Goad's replacement. Tell us how that went down.
So the city voted at its commission meeting last week to hire the executive search firm S. Renee Narlock and Associates to begin a national search. That firm will interview the mayor and city commissioners and other city staff on what they are looking for. They'll advertise nationally for the position, and they'll actively recruit candidates that they think would fit. Then they will screen the applications and recommend top picks for the candidate to the commission. So upon completion of that process, the city commission will conduct public interviews. And then based on those interviews, the city commission may select a candidate and authorize staff to negotiate a contract with that successful applicant. So the timeline for this is looking like it will be completed before the year is out, although exactly when these meetings with applicants will occur is not set in stone yet.
Was this plan approved without any fighting?
Well, as you alluded to at the beginning of this segment, and one of the reasons we're here talking about it, absolutely not. There was a 4-1 vote to proceed forward for now, but Commissioner Jeremy Matlow strongly opposed it. He thinks it should wait till after those elections.
Yeah. So it's interesting that the search firm will ask Mayor Daley, for example, what he's looking for in a new manager, because the mayor won't be here after this year. He's not running for re-election. So let's look at these perspectives. What reasons did Daley and others give for wanting to get this done now?
So during the commission meeting itself, they didn't wax poetic or go into too deep of to why they think they should hold it now. But they've given their perspectives at length at several other public events before the vote. At the Village Square Town Hall at WFSU Studios earlier this month, Commissioner Diane Williams-Cox says that the process is in place for them to do it now.
The answer is yes, we are going to do a national search. That will be my vote. I do believe that this commission should be the one to make that selection. We have a process in place. We've hired a inspector general with this process. We've hired a city attorney with this process. Why would we do something different for the city manager when it too is an appointed position? I think that, again, politics and conversations have tainted some processes. But when we have a process in place, I believe we should use the process that we have. And I am ready to use the process that we have to be able to find the next best city manager for the city of Tallahassee.
And Mayor Daley also weighed in shortly after Goad's retirement announcement. In fact, just a couple hours after it was publicly announced, he had a, you know, press conference outside Tallahassee City Hall. And here was the justification he did with going forward with this process now.
Let's think about the city commission right now. You have Curtis Richardson, who has served 24 years in public service. I have served 20 years in public service. My colleague Jeremy Matlow has served 8 years in public service. Diane Williams-Cox has served 8 years in public service. Jack Porter has served 6 years in public service. Collectively, that's over 65 years of public service. While I have been mayor, our commission has done a search for a new police chief. We have done a search for a new fire chief. We have done a nationwide search for a new inspector general. We have done a nationwide search for a new city attorney. We have been through this process. We are prepared to go through this process for the city manager. And with our collective wisdom, I have complete confidence that this commission will be able to select the next city manager. To postpone to a new governing body, where you have the potential of a new majority that has never had the opportunity to serve, I do not think serves this community well. And I think it's short-sighted to actually suggest that. I remember when I came in as mayor 8 years ago, and we had a similar situation because Reese came in as the city manager right before him. Looking back and reflecting as my time, trying to start my administration as mayor of Tallahassee, and having been tasked at the same time with trying to find a new city manager for the city of Tallahassee, leads to a lot of uncertainty that, quite frankly, we can completely avoid. I have complete confidence in this city commission, and we are going to move forward with the process.
Okay, so Daley feels strongly about this commission being the right group to do this search, but clearly Daley is responding there to opposition.
Yes, he was responding to reporter questions at the time because for the City of Tallahassee press pool, we've long followed this infighting and could kind of preemptively figure where the direction of criticism from the opposition was going to go. So he was responding to questions about concerns about the timing. And Matlow has argued.
So let's talk about the opposition. For example, Jeremy Matlow has very vocally come out against holding this search now, thinking it should be done with the new makeup of the commission.
Yes, he's arguing that the process should be delayed until after those elections. He thinks the commission is trying to rush it through while they have a 3-vote majority. Which generally has Matlow and Jack Porter disagreeing with the majority on a host of issues that we've seen over the last several years. Here was his reasoning during the city commission meeting for waiting.
I can't support the motion on the floor. I think we are making the same mistakes that were made in 2018. And if we go down this path, it's going to impact the future of Tallahassee for the next decade.
So he referenced that 2018 because he was criticizing the process that happened when Goad was hired. Matlow has had significant beef with Goad. If you go back to media coverage back when Goad was getting appointed, when Matlow was first running for the commission, Matlow was criticizing the process as it was being done back then. And he now argues that Goad being around as city manager for this process kind of taints it in Matlow's mind.
My concerns regarding the current city manager have been well documented over the years. My motivation has always been rooted in a desire to free the city of Tallahassee from a culture of corruption that existed at City Hall for much too long. It brings me no pleasure to rehash where we have been, but City Hall has yet to reckon without how we got here. In 2015, at the behest of Dr. Irwin Jackson, the federal government launched a public corruption investigation into our city. That investigation ultimately culminated in the December 12th, 2018 indictment of former City Commissioner Scott Maddox. Before his indictment, an eventual conviction on charges including conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official right, wire fraud, mail fraud, and bank fraud, Commissioner Maddox exercised significant influence in the appointment of Reese Goad as city manager, as he served as interim and oversaw the selection process. And text messages released during the FBI investigation, Scott Maddox bragged, "I got Rick, Reese, Wayne, and Ben. My work here is done." Since his appointment, Mr. Goad has presided over repeated instances of mismanagement within city government and has created a toxic culture of fear and intimidation.
So for balance again about these specific accusations tying Reese to Scott Maddox, Daly has defended Goad's record throughout this process. Here were some of his comments the day Goad announced his retirement.
Under his leadership, he has been recognized by his peers as one of the best in the business. Under his leadership, the City of Tallahassee Electric Utility was named the number one public utility in the nation. Our fleet department was named the number one fleet department in the nation. Our Parks and Recreation Department has been named number one Parks and Recreation Department in the nation, while still maintaining an incredible quality of life here in Tallahassee. And just last year, if we recall, the City of Tallahassee, under Reese Goad's leadership, was named the most efficiently run municipal government out of 411 in the state of Florida, and was also ranked in the top 20 nationwide after 19,500 municipalities. Reese has done a tremendous job.
Okay, so strong opinions for and against Goad's job performance. Tristan, you mentioned some infighting on the commission. Most recently, what exactly were they disagreeing about?
So a lot of the disagreement came to a head when they were having this back and forth during the commission meeting before deciding to move forward with this national search process. Matlow kept bringing up Goad's past, and then the mayor and commissioners Williams, Cox, and Richardson kept objecting to that. It's hard to really explain that back and forth and how it went during the meeting. So we're just going to play a couple minutes of it just so you can, listeners can get an idea of kind of the tenor and tone that these commissioners are talking to each other with.
Okay, here goes.
With the agenda item, we're not here to prosecute or make accusations against the current city manager. We're looking to the future for the next city manager.
Yes.
And we're trying to get a process in place. A motion is on the floor. I appreciate Commissioner Matlow's repeated trying to go around the rules of what you've asked him to do. But the point of order is to deal with the motion on the floor.
Commissioner Williams-Cox, I agree with you, and I know that we will have a healthy discussion on commission time on the other issue. Commissioner Matlow, I'm going to ask you for a third time. Simply wrap up your comments. From what I understand,
you'd
like to postpone and have the next commission select the next manager? Is that the nature of what you're trying to say?
Mr. Mayor, what I'm trying to say is the next city manager search cannot be overseen by Manager Goad.
Vote against the motion.
Okay. Respectfully, it's my time to make my position clear of how I decide to vote. Respectfully.
I am asking you, as a colleague, to please wrap up your comments. We know your feelings. You've made them very clear, and I'm sure we're going to have a healthy discussion about that on commission time. But for the purposes of the agenda item before us, which is on the process of hiring the next manager, you have made it very clear in the public that you would like to postpone and allow the next commission to have the opportunity to select the city manager. I think that is suffice for the record without having to drag in your opinion, Mr. Goode's reputation through the mud?
Mr. Mander, my attempt is to lay out the processes that played out before. They're the exact same processes that the motion speaks to go through the same process that was overseen in the last city manager selection process, as well as the auditor process. These are the processes. That's what I'm speaking to.
Mr. Mayor, I have to insist.
Yeah.
In 2018, Curtis Richardson was a member of this commission. And so what you're talking about now, Commissioner Matlow, did not occur.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Did not occur.
Comments directed directly attacking another board member are out of order.
No, Commissioner Matlow, because you started down this
absolutely
path by tearing everybody else apart. And what you failed to mention is the nationwide search that we have had for both successfully a city attorney,
yes,
with this commission right here, and with an inspector general.
If you will let me finish my comments, I would like to reflect on the other searches.
I'm going
to
go ahead and wrap this up for you, and we will continue this conversation.
Well, I'm going to finish my comments on this item.
You are on the record.
Why would it worthwhile? Mr. Manager, this is a very important issue.
It is, and you made it.
Yes, it is.
And no, sir, you have not let me answer my comments.
You are out of order. We are back on the original motion, which is to accept the report, option number one, and authorize the hiring of Renee Narlock and Associates to conduct a nationwide city manager recruitment process.
Ouch, Tristan, how did they get anything done? This could impact a search process, don't you think?
I mean, that's what some observers I spoke with at the city commission meeting were saying. One of the candidates for one of the open city commission seats, Tom Drzepolski, was in attendance. And here's what he said about what he saw at the meeting.
So I acknowledge the commission's, right to do that. And I believe a national search is the right thing to do. What bothers me about the process is because of their behavior, I'm afraid a qualified city manager may not apply, or they're going to come in under a cloud. And I think that's avoidable and that we should extend this process out.
Another person I interviewed, Ernie Payne, had similar concerns. He thinks the uncertainty about the balance at City Hall is not a good look, and it could make strong candidates hesitant to apply.
And they know that there's a very good chance that a month or so after they come in, they'll have new supervisors. So they really don't know what they would be applying for. So it really doesn't make sense to have to rush through the hiring process when there will be a new government in place. We know that the city commission will look differently by the simple fact that Mayor Daley is resigning. So regardless of how the election comes out, it will look different. So it only makes sense if you're going to hire a long-term professional city manager position responsible for a $1 billion budget. Needs to be as stable an environment as possible when they come in.
Now, it's worth noting that Ernie Payne was Matlow's appointee to the Charter Review Commission, so there is some connection between the two of them politically.
What I want to see is a commission with no sides. They shouldn't be splitting up 3-2, 2-3, 4-1. They should come to a consensus on every issue they can. Sure, they'll have disagreements. But they are a legislative body. That's the purpose of legislation, is to come to an agreement for the good of the people.
Now, on the day Goode's retirement was announced, members of the media figured the timing of the search would be an issue. They asked Daley about the timing, and here was his response that day.
I am sure that we will have very strong candidates that come from within the city of Tallahassee, and I highly encourage that. Tallahassee is also a very desirable city, not only to live, work, and play, but to be the city manager of. I am sure that we will be recruiting incredible talent to apply for this position all across the United States, also with talent inside City Hall, and probably other talented individuals that live here in Tallahassee that might not work for the city currently. So I look forward to the process. I think we'll have a great pool of applicants, and I have complete confidence that this city commission will pick the next city manager.
Okay, so Daley is adamant that this is the group to do this, and that search is underway. So what next?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. It's uncertain at this point when the search firm will return the applications. We don't know who is going to apply and what is going to happen. But when we get more information, I will update you and all our listeners about what's going on.
Okay, great. Now, is there any inkling of Goad's replacement possibly coming from within City Hall, just like he was already here when he was appointed?
So, I mean, all the commissioners, Matt Lowe, Porter, and kind of the majority block have all said that they want to do a nationwide search. They mainly just disagreed on the timing of when to do that nationwide search. So there will likely be some national candidates and some internal candidates. But at this point, we don't know who any of those applicants are going to be. So it's premature to say what direction they're going to lean until we actually see who these applicants are going to be.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tristan, thank you for your work on all of this. I know you're also busy preparing for these local elections, so tell us what's coming up.
So, Gina, aside from following all those city and county commission meetings that I'm going to have to go to during these intense conversations, I'm also working with my colleagues here at WFSU on really bringing strong local election coverage. We're working with other media partners locally on arranging candidate forums for all local races. But I'm also working on arranging candidate one-on-ones with as many of those candidates in those tight city commission and some of the competitive county commission races as possible to bring video product and radio product to really showcase who these people are that are going to have tremendous impact over our local government. So stay tuned for those, and we'll let you know when they're ready to be seen.
All right, WFSU reporter Tristan Wood. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Gina.